Okay, so welcome everyone to my free class. So, three secrets to becoming a confident cook. So, our plan for today is I'm just going to. Our plan for today is first, I'm just going to share a little bit about my story for those of you that don't know. Oh, we've got all Australians on today. Amazing. First I'm going to share a little bit about my story, and then we're going to go through the three secrets to becoming a confident cook. And then I'm going to share with you a little bit of details about the 21-day adventure that I have coming up, and then we'll open up to Q&A. So as we're going through, if you think of a question, just save it to the end because we'll get to all the questions then. Or you can type them in the chat as we go, and I'll scroll back through and we can see them. And then at the very end, we have a secret bonus. So make sure you stay on for the bonus. So before we dive in, just who this class is for. So if you're a non-cook and the thought of going into the kitchen makes you feel, it's definitely for you. If you're a recipe cook and you're someone who like has to like Google, or you're looking in your cookbook before you feel like able to make anything, then it's definitely for you as well. And then even if you're an intuitive cook, like this, what I'm going to teach you is going to be helpful for you if you feel like sometimes cooking's a chore or sometimes you overcomplicate things, then this simple framework that I'm going to show you and these secrets will help you even if you're already at that intuitive cooking stage. And it's for all dietaries, from people from all countries. Let's dive in. Oh, and actually the other thing I wanted to say before we started is that if you've struggled with cooking in the past and it's felt like and cooking's felt hard, I just want you to know that it's not your fault. Like there's, we live in this world of celebrity chefs and cookbook writers who want you to think that you need a lot of ingredients and layers of flavor to be successful in the kitchen. And I'm here to tell you that they're actually wrong. Like, you don't actually need anything fancy to make yourself satisfying, nutritious meals. Like, you can do it. You just need the right person to show you how to make it easy. So, speaking of the right person, my story is basically, I've always been a huge food lover. And when I was deciding what I was going to do when I left school, decided to study food science at university. And I worked for many years in the food industry, creating new cereal and snack products. And then back in 2005, I discovered the world of blogging. And so I actually started my blog, Stone Soup. So almost 20 years ago, that's pretty crazy. Just to record my recipes. And about that same time, I was really like, I also like discovered the world of simplicity and minimalism. And so I started simplifying my life. And of course, that simplification and like, of course, came into the kitchen with me. And I started cooking recipes way back then that had five ingredients or less. And then back in 2010, I actually made the transition from being a food scientist to actually starting my own business and teaching people how to cook and how to simplify cooking. And I've been doing that since 2010, so a very long time. And these days, I call myself a cooking coach. Which you'll understand more about that why soon. So basically, that's my career path. And then how I actually learned to cook was, first of all, I started with recipes like most people do, and which was fine when I was in my 20s and I had plenty of time to the internet wasn't so big then, but I like, to go through my magazines and go through cookbooks and like come up with this list of ingredients and spend a lot of time cooking. But then what happened was I had this side career for a few years as a winemaker, and I was working in the Barossa Valley, which is why we've got a picture of a beautiful vineyard here, and in Australia. And basically, it was harvest time. And so, when it's harvest time, like when it's vintage in the winery, like it's really busy time. So it's like literally 16-hour days. So you're either at home asleep or you're at work, like you're at the winery doing stuff. So there's no time for anything else apart from work and sleep. And the other thing that complicated things, or that became an opportunity for me, was that in the wine, like, because I was living in the Barossa Valley, which is in a rural area, it wasn't like I could just swing by and pick up something on the way home. Like, there weren't no shops. And also, like, I couldn't call a pizza and get it delivered. Like, back then, no one delivered there. And so, really, I had to cook. And so, just that environment made me be like learn to cook without recipes. I just didn't have the time to go through my recipes. And so what I did instead, looking back now, I can see is like I naturally started to create these templates in my mind of, oh, so I want to make a curry. And I would think through like, oh yeah, so I kind of need this and this to make, like, I need some veggies and I need a sauce and I need some protein to make a curry. And by doing like actually creating those templates, I was able to be able to cook, pull together, you know, meals that tasted really good without a lot of effort and without a lot of time. So that's how I really learned, taught myself to be able to cook without recipes. So that stressful period of life was actually a gift because I came away with this amazing skill. So that's my story. Now let's dive into the three secrets. So our first secret, secret number one, is that you actually only need three ingredients in order to make a really satisfying meal. And basically the story of how I discovered this was, so I'd come up with those template recipes in my head back in the Barossa. And then 3 years ago, I started created a cooking class called Joyful Cooking, which was all around teaching people to cook without recipes. And so I was teaching people these templates, these frameworks for different types of meals. And what I noticed as I was teaching them is that actually each framework, each type of meal basically boiled down to three plus the ingredients, sometimes like an extra one, but mostly there were three core components that each of these meals had. So like if we were doing, so, and if you think about it, like if you're doing stir fry, say like you have like some sort of vegetables and then you have like some sort of protein and you have a sauce. And so I actually like could see the similarity between them. And so I actually had simplified even further to this three ingredient framework. So why is this helpful? Like, why is this secret so important? And basically because it makes cooking so simple, like it gives you the confidence that you can whip up something healthy without having to look at a recipe, which means that you're not wasting all that time on recipes. It means that it's so simple, like it's only three ingredients, like anyone can do it. So it feels doable. And the other cool part is like, then you're using what you have already in the fridge. So, which means that you're reducing waste. There's less trips to the store. You're saving time and you're saving money. So there's so many benefits by taking this radically simple approach. So let's talk now about like what exactly is this framework? Like how exactly does it work? So step one is that we get our base, and that can be vegetables and or grains. So, and you can like, of course, if I'm just doing a three ingredient version, I would just choose one. But you, of course, if you're at home, you're free to mix it up and add more. But it might be that I'm just going to use some cabbage, say, or I'm just going to use some salad leaves, and that's going to be my awesome grated carrot, and that's going to be my base. And then we add step two, which was we add some cooked protein and the protein is there to make the meal more substantial and satisfying and to give us that like the core of the nutrition. And it can be anything from, you know, a piece of fish, it could be a steak, it could be eggs as I've got there, or chickpeas, tofu, like any like all the lentils and beans, like so there's this works for like any dietary requirement that you have. So we've got our veggies or grain, we've got our protein. And then the thing that really brings it all together is that step three, where we add a tasty sauce. And this could be as simple as, say, your protein is a beautiful piece of salmon that you like that you're going to pan fry and you're having some salad with it. The sauce could be as simple as just squeezing some lemon over that. Or it could be something that's more complicated, or that's more you're buying a sauce. So it could be like, you know, a good mayonnaise. I love Japanese Kewpie mayonnaise. Or it could be getting a tub of hummus from the store, or using like a hot sauce if you're into hot sauce. Or it could be sour cream. Like there's so many sauces in the world, or pesto, like so many sauces in the world that you can just, you know, drizzle over at the end, and then you have this amazing meal. And so I want you to think through, like I gave you the stir fry example, but even if you think about like spaghetti bolognese, like that classic meal that everyone knows and loves, like if you break that down, like you've got the spaghetti, which is a grain, so that's your base. Then you've got the ground meat or minced meat, so that's your that's your protein, and then you have the tomato sauce, which is your which is the sauce. And so that comes to get, and essentially if you really simplify spaghetti down, that's all you need to make spaghetti. And of course we do add onion and then we do add garlic and we can add other flavorings, but at its core, like, that's what it is. Or if you think about if you go out to it for a steak dinner, like, the you're going to have either chips or salad with it, so that's going to be your base, and then you have the protein, so your steak, and then the sauce. So it could be just mustard, or maybe it's, you know, a mushroom sauce or something like that. But you can see how, like, pretty much any meal that you come across, like, you're going to be going out in the world now and you'll see this, so you'll be like, oh yeah, actually there's only three core components that go into this meal. And then of course, like, you can just leave it there and those meals can be very satisfying. But what often is helpful is that we have these plus ingredients, our optional extra, which I like to call flavor bombs. And so I'll explain more about what they are in the next secret. So let's move on to the next secret. Okay. So secret number two is how to add flavor when things are bland. And basically the story behind how I discovered this secret is back in the day when I was writing my cookbook, Five Ingredients, 10 Minutes. And so I was, you know, I had simplified it down to five ingredients and I set that challenge for myself. And so one thing I found was that when I was creating these meals, to make them taste really good, I didn't have a lot of ingredients to play with, but I would always choose at least one ingredient that I, in my mind, I thought of as a flavor bomb. So it's something that was going to add a lot of flavor, of course, and so often some texture as well, to really bring the dish to life. So I would have the, you know, my base three ingredients, but then I would add these flavor bomb just to take it to the next level. And so this really changed my world. And so why these flavor bombs are helpful is because they're actually like a little cheat code for helping you to bust blandness. And why this is important is that when we're not feeling confident in the kitchen, it's because we don't feel like, if something goes wrong, we don't know what to do. And the number one mistake or the number one problem that comes up when we're cooking for most people is just that things taste bland, or they just taste a bit flat, like, or they're not that great. It's not, and the way that we fix that is with these flavor bombs. And so having this, like, understanding this secret is really a key to having that confidence, because then when you know, oh, if something doesn't taste that great, I know I can add a flavor bomb so that I can fix that problem. And that gives you that confidence to feel really good about about your meal and about your cooking ability. So then you're more likely, of course, to go into the kitchen and be wanting to cook when you feel better. So when I'm talking about flavor bombs, there's a few different, I kind of categorize them in my head. The first is things like nuts and seeds. So they add, of course, beautiful texture as well as their lovely flavors. Then the next category is things like that I call sprinkles. And so these can be commercial seasonings, like an everything bagel seasoning or a chicken salt, or then there's different types of sprinkles from around the world. So in Japan, they often sell them as, you'll see, or Japanese section of the supermarket, they'll sell them as rice seasonings, but things like furikake or sashimi togarashi. So they are like, that have like different components in them, so often seeds and some spice that you could just sprinkle on at the end to really bring your dish to life. Or if you wanted to, like in Mexico, they have this amazing seasoning called tajin, which is a mixture of salt and dried lime juice and chili. And so that just adds that zesty, like, amazingness to everything. Or in the Middle East, there's things like dhaka or za'atar. So there's, yeah, around the world, there are a heap of different sprinkle options that you can buy, or even, you know, any sort of seasoning. And then we've got a third category of things like a herb. So, and they add beautiful freshness, of course, that's a picture of basil there, but also they add that color and greenness. So they make things look really pretty, which I love. Then category number four is cheese. So, and that can be, you know, just as simple as grating some Parmesan over. So if you think back to our spaghetti bolognese example, the flavor bomb that would go with that, of course, is grated Parmesan. Or it could be like a goat's cheese that you crumble over it at the end, or little cubes of salty feta. So they just, the cheese can really bring a dish to life. And then the fifth category are what I call deli ingredients. So things like, I've got a picture of olives there, but it could be anchovies, if you're into anchovies like I am, sun-dried tomatoes, capers, even the prosciutto and like the meats that you can get from the deli. Like all those things can work really well as flavor bombs. And then the final category, which I don't have a picture for, is dried fruit, and fresh fruit as well. And that can be lovely for adding like unexpected little bits of sweetness into your dish. Like I really love dried cranberries or dried apricots. Just a little bit of those sprinkled over like can really bring a dish to life. So that's flavor bombs in a nutshell. Let's now move on to secret number three, which is probably the most surprising of the secrets, because this one isn't necessarily about food, but it's actually that the third secret is the power of your thoughts to create confidence. And basically, the story behind how I discovered this secret was I had been cooking for a very long, like in teaching cooking for a long time, and it was about 4 or 5 years ago. I was doing some work with a business coach who was really big on mindset stuff, and through that coaching, I learned around how our thoughts like create our feelings, and that creates our actions in the world. And that concept, I was like, wow, it really changed my life in my career. But I was like, okay, I can use this in other areas as well. And I started using it on myself in other areas, and also with my students when I was teaching them about cooking. And it was really mad, like doing that and focusing on helping my students find like helpful thoughts or thoughts that empowering thoughts had a huge impact on my success rate in helping them learn to cook. So yes, I was giving them simple frameworks, but having the thoughts and the mindset right as well, like having those two things together, like completely, like it really turbocharged their progress and the results that they were getting. So why this is important is because, and it comes from cognitive behavior therapy in psychology, just this idea that our thoughts create our like determine how we feel. And so if you want to feel confident, or if you're not feeling confident, the reason you're not feeling confident is because you're thinking thoughts that make you feel not confident. And confidence is a feeling, so it comes from our thoughts. Which is actually really great news, because when you understand that, we are like, we can choose our thoughts, we can change our thoughts. And so in order to feel confident, all we need to do is change our thoughts. And that can help us become this confident cook without actually having to do anything else. So it's a pretty cool hack. And there's a great quote from Henry Ford around this. He says, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right either way. And so yeah, he's like really was on board with this whole idea of like thinking, if you think you can't, you can pull something together that's delicious really quickly. Amazing. Like that's like you'll be able to do it. Whereas if you're telling yourself, oh, this is hard and I can't do it, then of course what's going to happen is that you're not going to even try. There are three like kind of sneaky common thoughts that come up with people when they're not feeling, that hold block people and hold them back from feeling confident to become someone who can look in the fridge and quickly whip up something healthy. So we're going to go through those now and how to avoid these common mistakes. So the first, and I call them human brain sneaky lies, because all our brains think these at some stage. And so the first one is, I don't have time. And just when we're telling ourselves, I don't have time to cook, then of course we like, that perpetuates itself in that we actually don't feel like we've got the time to cook. But the thing is that the reason that's a lie is because we don't have time. Like we make time for what's important to us. So that the solution there is, if you're telling yourself you don't have time, is first to find a really simple template, like AA, AKA, C, C, secret number one, that three plus ingredient framework, so that cooking becomes as easy as possible. And then also, like, changing, rather than telling yourself I don't have time, just reminding yourself, like, I can make time for what's important to me. And that, like, just that mindset shift will help you find ways and see ways that this is true, so that you actually do create that time to be able to, like, and it, you know, when I'm talking time, it's like, you know, 15-10 minutes to be able to create that, those meals that feel, that get into the kitchen and actually stop this being that the time excuse being an excuse. And then we've got the second sneaky lie that our human brain tells us, just this thought that cooking is hard. And of course, yes, if you've been following traditional recipes or watching celebrity chefs on TV or YouTube, like, yes, cooking can seem complicated and hard, but when you have a simple framework to follow, like my three ingredient framework, then like that completely switches that thought that cooking is hard becomes irrelevant, and you'll stop thinking that because you can go, oh, three ingredients, I can do that. That feels doable. And so rather than telling yourself cooking feels hard, you're going to tell yourself, oh, this feels doable. And just notice, like, if you're thinking something feels doable, then you're feeling way more likely to, you'll be way more inspired and likely to get into the kitchen and try things out. And then our third sneaky lie is that I don't know, or I don't know how. And this one really blocks us, because when we tell ourselves that we don't know how to do something, then like it's almost like, yeah, dead end, okay, move on. And it doesn't, like, it stops us from seeing the possibilities. And so what I think is really helpful, but like the solution for if this thought comes up for you, is just to remind yourself, like, I can learn. And so I can learn, and I can learn new skills. Like, and cooking is just a skill. And just notice, like, if you're telling yourself, like, I can learn new skills, like, that's making you think of the evidence of the skills that you have learned over the course of your life, and you have, like, you will have evidence for that. But you're feeling more open to trying things when you're thinking about your ability to learn. So that's the third sneaky thought that often comes up. And like, this mindset stuff really is like having the mindset and that simple framework is so key to being able to change. So I want you to just like think now, like, could this work for you? Like, if you followed what I showed you in Secret One and started using my three plus ingredient magic meal framework, and then did what I showed you in Secret Two of actually adding flavor bombs to add flavor when things are bland, or even before they're bland, like just as a routine in your cooking so that things aren't bland. And then if you use Secret Three and actually changed your mindset and some of those unhelpful thoughts around cooking, like, do you think you could be successful? Like, do you think that it could be possible for you to become someone who enjoys cooking, who is able to just look in the fridge and whip up something without it being a big deal? And I want you to think now, like, the answer is yes, of course, that it's going to be like that you could be successful if you apply this approach. And but then let's think about, like, so just think about how different your life would be if cooking felt easy and fun and something that you actually were even like looking forward to at the end of a long day. Like, just think about what would be possible if you were eating more like nutritious home-cooked meals. Like, what would that open up for you? Like, you're going to feel better about your health. You're going to stop, like, you're going to have more energy. It's going to open up a lot of possibility in your life to make that, like, when you get cooking into this place where it feels easy, a lot of things become possible that maybe aren't so possible for you now. So it's really, this skill is so important, and having like this relationship with cooking is really life-changing stuff. And I know it can just seem like one small thing, but it really, I've helped people transform their lives just by learning this new skill. Okay, so now let me ask you a question. Is it okay if I spend like 10 minutes going over a 21-day adventure I've created to help you implement these secrets? Just type in the chat and let me know if that's okay. Okay, amazing. Thanks, Tony. Excellent. Okay, let's do it. So The 21 Day Confident Cook Adventure is, thanks Lynette. So basically with the adventure, I used to call it a challenge, but challenge felt too hard, and it's way more fun than a challenge. So I changed the name to adventure. And basically there's four core components to the adventure. So first is the magic meal framework. And this is really to make it meals so easy, they appeared as if by magic. So we've spoken about that and the benefits of having that really simple framework to follow. And this is something that, like, when you make cooking this simple, it becomes doable for everyone, which I really love. And then the second component is that we have like live cook along sessions. So, and these are important because then you actually get to practice what you're learning. So it's the next best thing to me actually coming to your house and cooking with you. And with those live sessions, it's up to you. Like, I will send you an ingredient, like a shopping list before, so you can buy ingredients and actually cook at the same time, which some people love to do, or some people don't feel comfortable with doing that. And like, you're welcome to just sit in on the sessions and then cook later if that suits your style more. But the sessions are really interactive and they're really fun. And there's nine of them over the 21 days, and they're at different times so they can suit you. And if for some reason, like, you aren't able to, like, your schedule doesn't match, they are recorded. So I have had plenty of people go do the challenge or do the adventure, and just watch the replays and still be able to get into the kitchen and be able to change their relationship with cooking. So we've got those two components, and then we've also got the accountability and community. And this is really important because I'm going to personally check in with you to keep you accountable, so that you're not just like signing up for something and then like falling off. So it's not like you sign up for a course and you never, like, you know, no one ever checks up with you. It's really important to me that you actually, you know, get the result that you came for, that you actually get into the kitchen and get cooking. So I'll help you get that inspiration and actually give you that help every step of the way, so you're not going to be on your own. And it's also awesome because we have this community. And so it's like a private Facebook group, but it's on a standalone platform called Circle. So you don't need to be part of Facebook to access that. And it's just with the group, that's where we share what we've been making, and you get to learn from people all over the world and like get ideas. So it's really supportive and really interactive. And actually, for a lot of people say, like, that's one of their favorite parts about doing the adventure is just seeing ideas from all over the world and meeting and interacting and having fun with different people. So that's the third component. And then the fourth component is just these little 2-minute daily lessons. So with that, each day I send you, it's like a 1 or 2 minute lesson. It's just like one little thought for the day, so that you're changing your mindset and your skills with like just consistent, doable baby steps. So it's like one little lesson each day. And the lessons, they come in either audio, written, or you can watch a video. So you can choose the learning style that best suits you. But it's broken down into like doable, like bite-sized chunks. So it's not like you have to do a lot. And you can even, like, if you miss a couple of days, you can just, then you're like, say you've got six minutes and you're up to speed. So the daily lessons are there to kind of give you that really focuses on the mindset shifts as well. So that's the core components of the adventure. And then we've got, so the objective of the adventure is to actually like to complete 3 meals over the 3 weeks. So you do 1 meal a week and share it in the group each week. We thought you can just write, you don't have to put a photo. A lot of people do take a photo of what they've cooked and share, but that's all you need to do in order to complete the adventure. And if you join us for the adventure, like, what you'll be able to do is become someone who can pull together healthy meals without it feeling like work. You'll be able to make delicious food from what's in the fridge already. You'll be able to add flavor when things are bland. And also, and one of the funnest parts is that you'll be able to relax and have fun in the kitchen. So the kitchen's going to feel like you're a different, like your friend. It's going to feel like a fun place to hang out rather than being like another chore that you're doing. And what you'll be able to get rid of. You'll be able, like, we do a lot of work around getting rid of your fear of failure and also getting rid of any feelings of inadequacy in the kitchen. And you'll be able to get rid of wasting hours on complicated recipes and searching and doing all that. And you'll also be able to get rid of the guilt and shame for not feeding yourself well, because you're going to change and actually start eating and enjoying. And next I'm going to show you what some people have said who've been through the process already. So Jennifer said, I enjoyed the 21 days. It opened my eyes to how easy cooking can be. See, I used to rely heavily on the need for a recipe, but no more. With Jules's framework, I have access to so many options with a changed mindset. And this is just after 21 days. Like, it really doesn't take a long time to be able to become this person, because it's so simple and so doable. Like, people are really surprising themselves with how much they can change in such a short period of time. And then Chris said, doing the 21 days has reignited my love of food and cooking. So she said, I tried buying new fancy kitchen equipment, which sparked a little bit of interest, but I still lacked motivation to cook. I tried out other online cooking courses to get my mojo back, but didn't end up cooking anything, just participating in Zoom sessions. So the fact that Jules not only encourages us to cook along with her, but also share what we cook, makes all the difference. Between it being, I could do that, to, I actually made that. And she said, I enjoyed the camaraderie of the group providing support. And then Regina said, so glad I participated in the 21 days Confident Cook Challenge. Jules really teaches the core foundational skills of cooking, and the challenge definitely helped me beat intimidation and fear in the kitchen, which I always love to hear. I recommend it to anyone who either can't cook at all, or who cooks while glued to written recipes, or who is tired of the regime of meal planning and just wants to be able to open the fridge and whip something up. So that's just three reviews. So as you can see, like, this works for people of all cooking abilities. And we have, like, completely non-cooks who've actually not been cooking at all, going from hating the kitchen to actually smiling and enjoying their time in the kitchen. And then I've had, like, Regina, have recipe people who've been, like, used to following recipes to the letter, being able to use this framework to be, like, literally create things on, like, without the recipes, which is mind-blowing for them. And then also I've had people through the program who've, like Chris, like, kind of lost their mojo, like, they, you know, had that ability to cook intuitively, but this has really helped them simplify and get excited again about cooking. And as I said, it works for all dietaries, because you get to choose the ingredients that you use. It works for people from all countries and also all equipment levels. Like, you could do it in a hotel room, like, that. It's really, because it's so simple, you don't need a lot of equipment. And I've had someone who was actually camping and driving around Australia, and she was, like, posting her meals with these, like, most amazing scenery in the background. So it works for all these people. And there's also 10 bonuses that come with it. So we've got the core modules core components of the adventure, but then there's some bonuses. And this is just really to make it inevitable that you're going to get what you came for and becoming that confident cook. So bonus one is a confident cook mindset coaching, and this is really all about busting the limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck, feeling like cooking is a lot of work. Number two is the zero prep cooking blueprint, and this little blueprint teaches you how to use frozen veg and convenient ingredients, so that, again, cooking stops feeling like work. So you're not having to do a lot of prep and shopping, like, you're able to use convenient ingredients in a really fun way. Then we've got three and four, so dietary requirement roadmap. So this is really, if you are someone who has different dietary requirements, or you're cooking for someone who has special dietary requirements, it helps you be able to find a roadmap to, so that you're not cooking, like, two separate meals all the time. And it also, if you're the one with the dietary requirements, it's also going to help you with some mindset stuff, so that you're able to meet your needs without feeling like you're deprived or you're missing out. And then the picky eater piece mini class, that's for people who, if you've got either you or someone you're cooking for, is, and we've, like, could be small or could be adult, If you have a picky eater, this one helps you stop feeling defeated when your, you know, partner, children, grandchildren aren't excited about the meals when you do put in some effort. So it's really helpful if that's something you're navigating. We've got some cheat sheets. So we've got my waste avoidance spreadsheet, and that helps you to stop wasting valuable food dollars, which can actually, like, that alone can save you, like, pay for the challenge itself. So then there's the classic Klaver combo confidence cheat sheet. So that's something you can print out, and that just gives you that confidence of something you can refer to when you're in the kitchen, so you know, like, what goes with what. And then we've also got the global cuisines cheat sheet, and that looks at giving you some templates and some ideas from different cuisines from around the world, so that with that you never feel like you're stuck in a rut, like you all can always mix things up and try new ideas. And then we've got Secret Single Society. So that's if you live alone, that's going to help you stop feeling like it's too much effort to make a proper meal for yourself. Then we've got the Tongue Twister Blandness Busting Flavor Bomb Blueprint. And this one is something that you can print and keep in the kitchen so that you have that confidence to instantly add flavor with just one or two ingredients when things taste bland. And then the last one is the Fair Work Kitchen mini class. And this is for those of you, if you feel like you're the only one in your household who does all the work, this little mini training shares with you how I've been able to create a more equitable division of unpaid labor in my household. So that is all the bonuses. So all this tech together adds up to, it's a lot. And when I put some dollar values on it, it calculated out to be $2,077, which obviously I'm not going to charge you $2,000 to join in the adventure. But if I did charge you that much, like, and all it did was help you feel confident in the kitchen so that you were able to pull together healthy meals and you were cooking for yourself more often, like, would it be worth it to you? Like, think about that. If you were eating better and eating more simply and enjoying your time in the kitchen, like, think about how valuable that would be and the improvement that would be to your health, not just, you know, in the next 21 days, but think about the compounding impact of that. If you were able to get this happening, like, you know, over the year, like over the next few years and over the decades, if you're eating better, like, how much impact, that positive impact that would have on your life. And there's such a big opportunity to, because we know, like, nutrition is such a key component to health and longevity. So if you're getting, like, if cooking becomes fun and you're eating better, like, it's such a good investment. So of course I'm not going to charge you $2,000, but the price for the challenge is $149. And I'm just going to put the link. Let's see if I've got that there. The link to the invitation page, we'll just put that there for you guys. You can go, if you're like, yes, Jules, I'm ready, go to use that link, go and sign up. And if you're watching the replay, use the link below wherever you're watching the replay to go and sign up. Yes, because it's really, really fun. And Dorza, we're actually starting the adventure next week. So doors are going to be closing in less than 48 hours. So if you want to join us, need to get on it quick. I'm just going to just let you know. So I do have a happy taste buds guarantee. So with all my products, I always offer a money back guarantee, because really, like, the only way you can make a super informed decision about whether this is really actually going to work with you or work for you or not is to actually do it and, like, to test drive it from the inside. So of course, if for some whatever any reason whatsoever you, like, decide that it's not for you, like, you'll be able to get your money back. So you're not risking that financial investment. So the real question is, like, you know, is it worth gambling a few minutes of your time to come and check this out? If you're not sure, the answer is yes, of course it is. So really at this point, like, you have two choices. You can choose to do nothing and just go on with your life, And if you do nothing with the information you learned, like, what are you going to get? Nothing. You're going to stay stuck where cooking's feeling like a chore, or you're not cooking as much as you like, or you're spending too much money on restaurants and takeout. Or the other option is, your other choice is, like, you can choose to give it a go and just test it out and see if it's going to work for you. And I guarantee, like, you're not going to regret doing that little experiment. And you might be thinking, like, this sounds great, Jules, I would love it, but I'm not sure it's going to work for me. And like that thought, like, that comes up a lot, of course, when we have the opportunity to change and we have the opportunity to try something completely new, this fear and the doubt comes up. And I think the biggest mistake people make, or as humans that we make, is like listening to the doubt and listening to the fear instead of like acknowledging that, of course, the fear is going to come up. Of course, there's doubt. And of course, it's in fear, but reminding ourselves that, like, this is normal. Of course, the doubt's coming up, but we can feel that doubt and still do it anyway, because we won't know what we're capable of until we actually try to do it. And so I just wanted to share, like, Margaret, who was in the last group, said, she said, I entered this challenge with mixed feelings, knowing I wanted to change my attitude and ideas around food and not sure if I could or would change. And then she said, like, so after the challenge, she said, like, it's still a work in progress, but I'm slowly improving. So she's noticing differences. And then she said, if you have a chance to take this course, do so, as it's only 21 days and it's easily doable. So thanks, Margaret. So let's see what we've got next. Okay, so back to the screen. And so this is all the things that are included, and we might open up for questions now. So just type in the chat if you've got any questions about anything that we've covered today, or anything about the adventure. Happy to answer questions from anything around anything. And actually, just type in the chat if you have a question. And so while we're waiting for that, so some questions that did come up on this morning's call, at the earlier call, someone had asked, do they have to actually cook on live? No, you don't. You don't even have to show your face if you don't want to. Like, you could just watch the replay. So she was a little bit freaked out about that. So with the cook-alongs, it's optional. Like, yes, if you want to share what you're cooking, amazing, but you don't have to. You can just cook it in your own time if you like. Yes, so really, if you're a bit of a shy person, you don't I'm not gonna like put you on the spot and make you go in front of everyone. And another question that came up this morning was just whether it would be lifetime access, and it's actually not. So the adventure runs for 21 days, and then you have access to the group and all the materials for actually 28 days. So we have a final week that's just like an implementation week so that you can, you know, catch up on anything that you've missed and check out the bonuses. But you will be able to, like, basically you, like, because it's going to change and you're going to know this three ingredient framework inside out, you'll have everything that you need for the rest of your life. But you can also, there'll be an option to download any of the cheat sheets and any of the videos, so you can save them and keep them if you want to. And then there is also an option to continue on in the group, and because we have other things that we learn as well. So this is just a taster of what it's like to be a confident, intuitive, joyful cook. Okay, no questions coming in from this group. I must be being a good teacher. Amazing. Okay.